Welcome to Lou Marks The Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Let's talk about Joe, the thing, you know, the thing, Biden. Absolutely, he has dementia. Biden obviously has dementia and should withdraw from the race. I don't say that critically or mockingly, but sadly. And the Democratic Party needs to have that same honesty. To recognize that this man, with his decades of service to our nation, has not just lost something on his fastball, he is in obvious and debilitating decline. The Democrats ought to be ashamed of themselves. They spent the last 4 years falsely criticizing Donald Trump, and in no small part for his mental state. All lies. It was illegally used as an impeachment provision in the Constitution, in large part as a contingency to remove a president whose temperament and personality and mental state are incompatible with the requirements of the highest elective office in the land. But it was all lies and another hoax. First, what exactly is dementia? Dementia is not a single disease. It's an overall term, like heart disease, that covers a wide range of specific medical conditions, including Alzheimer's disease. Disorders grouped under the general term dementia are caused by abnormal brain changes. These changes trigger a decline in thinking skills, memory, also known as cognitive abilities, severe enough to impair daily life and independent function. They also extremely affect behavior, feelings, abilities to make decisions, and relationships. Dementia starts out slowly and gradually gets worse. There is no one test to determine if someone has dementia. However, doctors can diagnose Alzheimer's and other types of dementia based on the characteristic changes in a person's thinking, memory, cognitive abilities, day-to-day functions, and behavior associated with each type of it. Doctors can determine that a person has dementia with a high level of certainty. Sound familiar? We all can determine that Joe Biden, the thing, you know, the thing, has dementia. Time after time, while on the stump, Biden has made statements that leave some wondering if he is all there or if that's just Biden view. Who can forget when Biden didn't know what part of a weapon the magazine was? He got confused trying to explain it and then trying to correct himself. Who can forget his repeated telling of a false story about pinning medals on soldiers in a combat zone? Many can recall him speaking about working with segregationist UN senators in the 1970s. Who can forget as well Biden speaking on the political stump and referring to his late son Beau as being the Attorney General of the United States? This was, of course, as usual, wrong. Beau Biden was Attorney General of Delaware, not of the United States. Biden's list of dementia statements go on and on. They're not gaffes, they're lies or dementia. Let's tell the truth. We can all see it. Everyone can see it. It's not a doctor, a psychologist, a psychiatrist watching him doesn't know this. Most of us know it. Among his latest mistakes were Biden's repeated comments that he was arrested in South Africa during apartheid while trying to visit Nelson Mandela, who had just been released from prison. Lies, mistakes, dementia. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Andrew Young, called Biden out on this, and Biden was then forced to acknowledge that he was, in fact, not arrested. And during a Democratic debate in South Carolina, Biden made another serious mistake when he stated that 150 million people have been killed by guns since 2007. Not only is this statement utterly false, it's also worth noting that Biden's math, his cognitive abilities, was very faulty, because it would mean that in a country of about 330 million people, that would mean almost half of the population have been killed by guns. He can't think straight. In reality, the heavily inflated figure grossly misrepresented gun deaths in America since 2007. From 2007 to 2017, the number of firearm deaths in the U.S. was 373,000. This number includes both violent firearm deaths and unintentional or even accidental deaths. Biden's campaign later acknowledged the candidate's error and claimed he intended to say there have been 150,000 people killed by firearm homicides. He said 300,000 Americans have died from COVID. People have to stop covering for him. The Democrats are covering for him. They're propping him up. They're covering for him, his wife, his the Democrats, the other senators, young Congress people, even Obama. They're the ones campaigning for him. He's not capable. During his campaign rally speech in Houston, Biden seemingly forgot the well-known words of the Declaration of Independence. He said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the, you know the thing." He said to a confused audience who did know what it was. In the same speech, Biden also mistakenly referred to Super Tuesday as Super Thursday. He has trouble with days of the week, hours. This man wants to be commander-in-chief. These dimensional mistakes are reminiscent of a man who is confused and offers embellishes things that he has to know are not true. He has to know. If he doesn't know, he has dementia. If he does know, then he's a pathological liar. One time, remember, he forgot who his wife was and thought it was his sister, or thought his sister was his wife, vice versa. He doesn't know. Biden is now the nominee for the Democratic Party. We hope people remember all of these dementia-addled comments and statements, calculated distortions, and other off-the-wall comments. But suggest, or actually prove, he might not be up to the job at all. Joe Biden's lying, bullying, and cognitive deficits make him a very poor choice for president. Makes him an impossible choice for president. He's lucky to run for dog catcher. Watch out for the look. Remember the look? What is the key word Biden almost uses to set up one of his dementia-riddled statements or lies? It's look. And he also uses one feels challenged, or one he wants to get away from an uncomfortable situation or doesn't have the answer or can't remember. He can't remember from minute to minute. So beware. Anytime Joe Biden says look, means a big lie on another goofy dementia statement is about to follow as he exits the situation usually, for he has no idea what is going on. When he gets confronted by most anyone or anything, Biden's automatic and practiced reaction also is to bully the source of the challenge and bully the person, explode in anger because he just doesn't know. Now Democrats are conspiring to gaslight the American people, stall them by engineering the presidential election of a man clearly suffering from dementia. This is no time to be polite. We have to be honest. Throw political correctness out the window, which is ridiculous anyway. We're talking about the presidency and a man with dementia. As always, we need a frank, intelligent discussion and debate about the issues and the candidates. It's perfectly fair and necessary to talk about Bernie Sanders' heart attack and so as well as Biden's and Trump's mental acuity. Contrary to current ridiculous Democratic talking points, it is not crazy or bad to point this out. One out of seven Americans over the age of 70 suffers from dementia. Biden is 77. If it's bad to talk about dementia among the elderly, it's bad to talk about immaturity among the young. It's not true. It is neither necessary nor possible to scientifically determine whether a former vice president has dementia. On the other hand, you don't need an astronomer to know that the sun rises in the east. If you have ever encountered dementia, you know Biden has it. And everyone knows he has it. There's so much blame to go around for this BS that I can't figure out what order to put it in. I'll just go chronologically. There are Democrat Party bosses who, terrified at the prospect that Sanders might win the nomination, recruited former Vice President Joe Biden out of a nice, comfortable, cozy, thieving retirement to run yet again, even though he wasn't qualified and they knew he had dementia. And then there is Biden himself. His family should have known better than to allow a campaign by the guy who inspired the headline, "Biden allies float scaling back events to limit gaffes." Not that the gaffes are the issue, or his stuttering, or being old. Many Americans are as old or older than Biden. They stutter, and they're mentally competent. The issue is Biden is not. He is not mentally competent. They are not gaffes. We have to stop calling them that. We have to stop it. We have to call them for what they really are. They are either outright lies and or Biden's inability to remember or even put two cognizant thoughts or sentences together. We see it all the time. He can't even read a teleprompter to answer questions even, that he knows the questions and the answers to were written for him. He can't do it. None of the media seem interested in the truth about Biden. Not the mainstream fake news media anyway. Democratic media allies like CNN, MSNBC, and the New York Times and Washington Post are running interference for the Democratic establishment and Biden by failing to ask any questions about the candidate's mental fitness. Basically, they don't ask any hard questions. They feed him answers. Right-wing outlets like Fox News do talk about Trump's and Biden's mental abilities and Biden's mental decline. But they would say that even if it wasn't true. That's what Democrats say, but that's not true. They're telling the truth. And finally, there are the voters. As a citizen, you have no business casting a vote thoughtlessly or less than fully informed. It's the presidency, after all. Come on. Deliberately casting a vote for someone clearly suffering from dementia, or turning a blind eye to it, or being simply unaware of Biden's mental state are just inexcusable for any American. If you ever spent years watching someone's decline due to dementia caused by Alzheimer's, they may have been brilliant at one time, years before. Biden was pretty cognizant. However, now he's having a tough time keeping it together, if he can keep it together at all. Maybe some of us would have voted for him as president, maybe in 2002, 2004, 2012, but not even 2016. Would have been wrong then, and it's more than wrong. It's impossible now. No one who has been close to someone deteriorating from that disease could fail to see the same signs in Biden. They're so obvious. You can Google it. You can read about it. Everyone knows. People are tired of it. It's become so obvious that anyone can see it. In online discussions, Biden apologists sometimes say that a senile Biden is better than evil Trump. Is this really where we are, people, as Americans, have a senile, dementia-ridden president? Consider the 20 or so contenders for the Democratic nomination as of late last year. All of them except for one, Biden, were mentally competent. Tom Steyer was painfully awkward. Williamson came off as loopy. Both were in full command of their facilities. The Democrats literally picked the worst of the bunch. This is not about politics. No doubt Biden's voting record is monstrous anyway. Your poll school busting, sold out Anita Hill, voted to invade Afghanistan and Iraq, supported NAFTA, and bragged about the extrajudicial assassination of Osama bin Laden. And yes, Hunter Biden's job in Ukraine is classic corruption. But again, that's not the point here. Even Australian billionaire Clive Palmer says it's quite incredible the Democratic Party has endorsed Joe Biden, who does have Alzheimer's disease and doesn't know where he is half the time. Most of the world says this. They're laughing at the Democrats. Mr. Palmer told Sky News that host Peter Gleason he thinks U.S. President Donald Trump will romp home in the upcoming presidential election later in the year. President Trump will win. He even said poor old Joe would have to ask where he is during the presidential debates and would prove not to be very effective as a president. I personally think Biden should be tested for drugs before every debate, should be tested for mechanical devices, hearing, things in his ear where questions and answers can be fed to him. I'm not kidding. It's been done. When Joe Biden's Dems try to prove just any idiot can beat Trump, they'll do anything. With his so-called fake news media, which are really his press agents, CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, etc., all helping hide his dementia, Joe Biden has somehow been able to hide in his basement. The less you see of him, the better for him. Biden says he is the agent in charge needed in D.C. to fix all the problems of the past. He can't remember two hours ago. What past? In reality, after spending his entire adult life in Washington politics, more than 40 years. His fingerprints are on most of the problems of the past. He has been wrong every single time in more than 40 years. On everything he voted, he has been wrong and racist. The other reason he has been locked away with only one tightly controlled news conference in 90 days is exactly his apparent dementia. Biden says he did say he is taking cognitive tests every day. When pressed on it later, his campaign admitted he lied. He hadn't taken one. Hoping to clarify, Biden himself would be likely to say, I take a cognitive function test every day. That's also a lie. And then would add, I take a cognitive function test every day. But those were just more lies. Remember when he exploded with anger when a journalist asked him, he said, why should I take a cognitive test to a reporter? Asking the reporter if he takes a drug test before he asks questions. And are you a junkie? He said to the reporter. The man has every symptom of dementia. Biden's pre-pandemic politicking confirmed that his so-called pension for gaffes is the most laughable it has ever been. This is a man who has butchered the Declaration of Independence, confused his wife and sister, vowed to beat himself during the same election cycle. Biden's missteps even have a name, the gaffe machine. It should be called the dementia machine. It's sad, but it's true, it's factual. It's reportedly worrying, as it should, Democrats on a daily basis. But Biden gaffes are unlike any others. They point to a deeper and darker truth. Biden is truly mentally unfit for our nation's highest office. It's not a joke anymore. They're not funny. Whether he is suffering from dementia, Alzheimer's, or simply losing his oral skills with age, watching just a 5-minute clip, sometimes a 60-second, 1-minute clip of Biden is enough to realize that this Democratic presidential candidate is way, way past his prime, if he ever had one. Don't just take my word for it. Questioning Biden's mental fitness isn't just a Republican talking point. As Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill, recently put it, a lot of Democrats will tell you, at least privately, that he does not have the mental acuity that he even had a couple of years ago. He's failing fast his memory and his cognitive abilities. And this is a candidate that simply would not be able to withstand the type of press conferences that the current president has. He can't do it. He can't speak. Indeed, even former Democratic presidential candidates Cory Booker and Julian Castro publicly commented on Biden's cognitive ability while campaigning. The media have also come to terms with Biden's mental decline. Back in June 2019, MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell, a pro-Democrat as they come, wondered if Biden is in control of his full mental acuity. Even they do. MSNBC can't hide too much too longer. Earlier this year, staff writer Megan Day went even further. Joe Biden is not all there mentally. Running him for president is incredibly dangerous. The Daily Show host, Trevor Noah, among other left-leaning comedians, has repeatedly raised concerns about Biden's mental state. In fact, most Americans are on the same page. We all are. Based on a recent analytics poll, 55 to 65% of Americans believe Biden is experiencing the early stages of dementia or dementia. This includes nearly a third of Democrats. That's right, Democrats and Republicans have found bipartisan consensus on the issue of Biden's mental fitness. He's simply not fit. The presidency is our nation's highest office. With it comes great responsibility. The commander-in-chief is expected to handle a wide range of assignments, from traveling to meet with foreign leaders and entering high-stake negotiations with Congress to responding rapidly in crisis communication situations. Can you imagine Biden dealing with President Xi of China or Kim Jong-un from North Korea? Or military emergencies. He can't remember what he ate for breakfast that morning. No job ages you more, in fact. Now imagine Biden in 3 years, when he will turn 81 years old. If anything, that's frightening. If anything, the events of recent months have reminded Americans that mental fitness is more valuable currency than ever. The COVID-19 pandemic and Black Lives Matter riots require quick, agile thinking. On top of that, pocketbook issues like economic growth, business expansion, and job creation are on hundreds of millions of Americans' minds. That is simply too much for Joe Biden's mind to handle. It's almost too much for him to even get up and speak, get out of his basement, decide or remember what he ate for lunch. Whether you are a Democrat or Republican, the best bet in November is President Trump. He is the right man for the job. In truth, Trump is the only man for the job.